good 3 days, really good 3 days. Today we shortened down. Guys have worked very hard. They've run hard here, and I wanted to make sure we left with no pulls or any injury-ridden players. So I think we got out of that really well. That was big. Second thing is we've spent a lot of time on special teams fundamentals this week, as you could see in practice. A lot of circuits, working with everybody to teach from tackling to taking on blocks and things that come on with cover teams and return teams and so forth. I thought we did very good there. Mel added some blitzes today, so our offensive line got some new looks that they hadn't seen, and we got a chance to put some blitzes in our installation. As I said yesterday, we added a bunch of new plays, another game plan essentially. So even though we ran only about 40 plays today in practice or less, they didn't know which plays were coming out until today. So they had to learn everything in the installation, knowing that each group was only going to get 10 reps. The first got 10, the second got 10, and the third's got 10. So they had to learn everything, not knowing what was coming in today. I thought they did a very good job. Good week. Everybody came out healthy. I think we got a lot better acquainted with how we do business, both in meetings and on the field. I thought that was huge, and it's exciting to look forward to next week. We've got the players coming back in. We'll continue to meet with them and do the things that we're allowed to do under the CBA, and then we're excited as a staff and an organization because we've got the draft coming up. And I'll have the opportunity with the coaches to spend time with Phil and the scouts to, continue our preparation for the draft as it goes on the next week. Excited about the new guys that may be coming to our football team as well. I've been in every meeting. I've been sat next to Phil in every meeting. I've listened to all the reports of scouts, and particularly our coaches have spent most of the time individually by position with myself and with Phil and whatever various scouts are assigned to those areas with those players. That'll continue this week, and where our coaches will be spending time individually with scouts in certain areas by position, and I'll be spending the weekend with Phil watching tape with him throughout the weekend and into next week. Well, getting better quicker is coming together with those five guys and hopefully keeping them together throughout the season. I think that's the biggest thing. I think that when teams are playing well offensively, you look around and generally they've been able to keep those guys together throughout the year. When you're moving people around, it certainly can be done, and there are no excuses in this business. You have to do it, but we can keep guys together, get the communication between, the different players on both sides of Roberto or whoever it may be. That's critically important to start with. And then just the daily working on fundamentals and techniques and building a football team that, where defenses are forced to not only defend the pass but the run. Yeah, what we're trying to do in this camp is just get people lined up and understanding the principles of how to do things. There was enough good things in there. Next week we'll cut up the tape by concept and we'll begin to reteach everything where we have more time to do that. We did it quickly in meetings, then we're out here and they get a rep at it. Next week we'll spend time with each and every concept and really start honing in on the details of it. So number one, it's just learning the conceptual side of our football, and as we work through these off-season days to talk about the fundamentals of each. No doubt. Everything we're doing is part of player evaluation, their demeanor, how they handle individual, how we meet with them. It's all part of this evaluation process as we put our football team together, certainly. And every day is a job interview for every guy in terms of working. But we want to put them in a position where they can have the fundamentals and the skills to be able to master their craft on a daily basis. I thought that was enough. I think we got enough in. They're not ready to play a game yet. They've only been working out for a very short period of time. So I think we just try to measure ourselves by getting enough done on the field to introduce our football to this team. It's only April, and I think we accomplished a lot of what we needed to do over this period of time. I don't know. They're just concepts, and they're concepts that, and this is no different. This is not mutually exclusive to our playbook. And there's formations and personnel groupings to run those concepts out of. So because we want to make sure we look at these concepts with different personnel groupings, you may see one with two backs, a tight end and two wides, three wides and a back, two tights, two wides and a back. So we just try to move around so we can have people in place in those formations to take advantage of coverage or defenses or our personnel.